The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 17th of July, 2008. It's the birthday of the writer Earl Stanley Gardner, born in Malden, Massachusetts in 1889. He became fascinated with the law when he was a teenager because he was arrested and he tried to keep himself out of jail. He got a job as a typist in a law office. He taught himself the law, passed the bar exam. And at the age of 21, he opened his own law office in Oxnard, California. Spent his early years defending poor Chinese and Mexicans, and became famous as a public defender. He didn't earn much money defending poor people, and so he started to write stories for pulp magazines. And then in 1933, he wrote a full-length novel, The Case of the Velvet Claws, which was turned down by several publishers, finally bought by one who suggested that Gardner take the main character, who was a brilliant lawyer, and write a whole series of books about him. That lawyer was Perry Mason, who became the star of more than 80 novels, along with his secretary, Della Street, the private detective Paul Drake, and the district attorney Hamilton Berger. They became the basis of a popular TV series starring Raymond Burr and Barbara Hale. Earl Stanley Gardner, who wrote other books beside the Perry Mason mysteries, also wrote 15 nonfiction books about environmental issues. Earl Stanley Gardner, who said, "I write to make money, and I write to give the reader sheer fun." It's the birthday of the first multimillionaire in the United States, John Jacob Astor, born in Waldorf, Germany, 1763, made his money in the fur trade and also trading silks and spices with China, and gave a great deal of money to the New York Public Library. It's the birthday of the comedian Phyllis Diller, born in Lima, Ohio, 1917. She grew up in Ohio, described herself as a plain-looking girl, not the type that boys had to lash themselves to masts to stay away from. She wrote for the school newspaper. She was a singer and a musician. Eloped with her boyfriend. They moved to Northern California. She raised her children, wrote a column for the local paper, wrote for radio stations. Her husband was the one who encouraged her to become a comedian. And she made her debut at a club in San Francisco, the Purple Onion, in 1955, which was a big hit. She appeared on stage with outrageous makeup and ludicrous hairdos. She had a great loud cackling laugh, and she did comedy about being a housewife. "I bury a lot of my ironing in the backyard," she said. "Housework can't kill you, but why take a chance?" Told jokes about her ugly mother-in-law and her oversexed sister. She said about the sister, "It took the driving instructor 2 days to teach her how to sit up in a car." She once broke her ankle in a glove compartment. Phyllis Diller, who said, "Never go to bed mad, stay up and fight." Here's a poem for today by Robert Graves, entitled "Not to Sleep." Not to sleep all the night long for pure joy, counting no sheep and careless of chimes, welcoming the dawn confabulation of birds, her children, who discuss idly fanciful details of the promised coming. Will she be wearing red or russet or blue or pure white? Whatever she wears, glorious. Not to sleep all the night long for pure joy. This is given to few, but at last to me, so that when I laugh and stretch and leap from bed, I shall glide downstairs, my feet brushing the carpet in courtesy to civilized progression. Though did I wish I could soar through the open window and perch on a branch above, acceptable ally of the birds, still alert, grumbling gently together. A poem by Robert Graves, "Not to Sleep," from his collected poems published by Faber and Faber, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.